Tyler, do you want to start us off?
Patrick, how's it going, man?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad. Just talk about, you know, your time with the national team and how that went so far for you.
Yeah, it was, you know, a really big learning opportunity for me, as well as a really cool experience. You know, obviously the game didn't go as we wanted, but, you know, I think just to get that game and kind of get that experience with that group of guys and that coaching staff was super beneficial, not only just for my career, as well as, you know, just the learning aspect, but as well as to kind of get going coming into preseason, you know, with 2 weeks of team training under my belt.
Was it a hard adjustment to kind of just go from national team straight to you know, rejoining with the club and getting that preseason session underway under your belt?
No, it was good. You know, just training with a team, you know, you can't really replicate that in the off season. So it was, you know, I came into the training with his team in Columbus, you know, just very, very happy, just kind of ready, brand new, fresh start, ready to kind of get going, kind of play mentally free. You know, at national team camps, you might be a little more tense and, you know, just trying to show yourself up in the best way you can. But, you know, when you come back here, it's everyone, you know, it's familiar faces, familiar coaching staff, and, you know the way that you're going to play, and you have a true, like, a really good identity that, you know, you're used to for 11 months. So, you know, just coming back here was kind of just a breath of fresh air again.
Last one for me is, do you have, or do you set yourself personal goals before the season? Like, I know when we talked to Alex Maton, one of the things that he said he wants to work on is working on his runs and getting into the box. Do you have any personal goals that you're setting for yourself for this upcoming season?
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, I don't want to give them out because, you know, I kind of want to keep them confidential. But, you know, for myself and, you know, with talking with, you know, Phil Border and some of the goalies, you know, there's individual things that, you know, I want to improve on for myself, but as well as, you know, myself in games as well. I'd say, like, one thing for me is, you know, just kind of being more composed, being better with both feet in games, and understanding, you know, when to find, you know, runners in behind or playing into feet, kind of getting on that wavelength, and, you know, making sure my distribution's as well. And I think another thing is, you know, I want to make more, you know, kind of match defining saves. When looking back at, you know, how goals were scored last year and where they were scored from, and, you know, learning from that to, you know, be better for myself. I think, you know, during the playoff run, you know, I made some saves that kept us in games, and for me, I wanna do that more often. And I think there was times last year where, you know, I could have made some of those saves throughout the length of the year. So my goal is just to be, you know, a lot more consistent with making those saves and keeping us in games as much as possible.
Thanks, Pat.
No problem.
Thanks, Tyler. Excuse me. We'll go to Brianna McKay for Mrs. Ash.
Hey, Patrick. I first want to ask, what has it been like getting back with the goalie group? You have a new goalie thrown in there, reconnecting, obviously. I don't know how much you and Evan talked during the offseason. Just what has that been like getting back with the team?
Oh, it's been great. You know, I think, you know, last year we had a really good, you know, goalie group with Brady, Evan, myself, and Stas when he came up and trained with us. I think this year it's, you know, so far off to, you know, the same, you know, understanding Nico and how he works, and you know, he's very similar to Evan, myself, and I, and it's been good. You know, we got a good group so far from what, you know, the 5-6 days that we've been together, and Stas is with us again, and so it's just, you know, it's comforting. It's, you know, we all want to work, we all want to push each other to be better, and I'm excited to, you know, continue to work with these guys for the rest of the year.
You said he's a little similar, Nico's a little similar to you and Evan. Can you just expand on that a little?
Yeah, you know, he wants to get better. He wants to push. He's a guy that is very similar to Brady as of that last year. You know, he wants to get better. He wants to grow his game, take extra reps, you know, push each other. You know, if he sees something, he talks to me how I can be better. He asks me questions about himself. So it's just kind of very open dialogue, you know, as well as, you know, wanting to do extra reps, wanting to, you know, stay after, you know, hit long balls, hit side volleys, or, you know, take shots. So it's, you know, I think that work aspect is, you know, very similar and you know, he's a good human being as well, which is most important in a goalie group of that's, you know, four guys that you work with every day. It's good to have a, you know, a tight bond, and so far, you know, we've gotten along really well, and so I can see that, you know, staying for the rest of the year as well.
What is that like? Last year you were coming in, new team, and it was your first training camp with the crew. Now you're on the flip side of it, and you're here, one of the leaders of the goalie group, and can tell the new guys, a guy like Nico, how it kind of works here. What is that like, flipping that role?
Oh, it's, I think mentally it's not more comfortable, but, you know, I think more relaxing from my standpoint. I don't know if that's the right word to use, but it's just kind of, you know, I'm used to, I know how this team works, and I know how Wilfred wants to play, and, you know, just having that experience and wanting to be more of a leader is one of the things, you know, kind of goal for this year is, and so, you know, trying to start that with Nico and Stas as well, you know, kind of not taking them under my wing, but, you know, kind of, you know, guiding them to be like, hey, like, this is how it's going to be. You know, there'll be days like this. There'll be, you know, training sessions where, you know, we'll be in right away. And, you know, this is kind of what you have to expect. So it's been good, you know, kind of just taking, growing up a little bit from my standpoint, and just kind of taking the leadership role more than what I was last year at this point.
And the last thing I want to ask is, I know your coach, Wilfred, he says that he likes to have meetings with every one of the players before the season. Has that happened? Has he been able to sit one-on-one with you, and have you been able to talk at all?
No, not yet. It's been kind of hectic since I've arrived, and they've kind of just tried to work us back in, but as well as kind of give us some off days since they know that we were training 2 weeks before the team. So, you know, they're trying to balance a lot of information, as well as, you know, letting us be free and, you know, free-minded away from the game. So sure that will happen. But, yeah, you know, we know what Wilfred wants and as a team. And, you know, if that meeting happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I know what he expects from me. And, you know, I just got to go out there and do it.
Thank you.
Thanks. We'll go to Kellyanne to close us out, unless anyone has a last question for Mr. Schulte. Kellyanne, go ahead.
Hey, Patrick, nice to see you.
Hello, nice to see you.
So I know you didn't share your goals for this season, your personal goals, but what are you specifically focusing on in this preseason to help achieve those this year?
Yeah, I think, you know, just being the best version of myself that I can be every day, you know, not letting, taking days for granted, as well as, you know, just kind of being free, free-minded, you know, just kind of trying to enjoy every day. You know, it helps when it's sunny and 80 degrees, you know, it kind of keeps a smile on your face, you know, just being in this weather. But, you know, it's just trying to, you know, live every day to my fullest, and just, you know, just get better and work as hard as I can.
I know you've been very, very busy, but were you able to take any time for yourself away from the pitch at all?
We had a day and a half where the team was doing something. We got off, but not really. No, I don't know. I don't really like taking, you know, days personally to myself. I like to kind of, you know, stay within my elements and, you know, kind of stay around the team, because ultimately, you know, I love what I do and I want to do it as much as I can. And, you know, the group of guys and the coaching staff as well, you know, it's a pleasure to be around them and a joy. So, I try and like to be around them as much as possible, because, you know, especially in Columbus, those are, they're my people that, you know, keep me happy.
Awesome. Thank you so much.